Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Today, it's a three-piece band from Wales, the Joy Formidable, who just recently released their full-length debut, The Big Roar. Even though the band started in 2007 in North Wales, they previously released a number of EPs. The band now consists of Ritzy Bryan on vocals and guitar, Ridian Daffod on bass, and Matt Thomas on drums. I begin by asking Ritzy about the original band that used drum machines until Matt Thomas joined the band.
I think really the Joy Formidable kind of came alive, and you know, we base the beginning of the band. So when Matt joined us 2 years ago, that's when it felt like we were kind of complete, didn't it? You know, before then we were programming the drums, and we still like messing with an element of synthetic. We like making Matt's life as difficult as possible, don't we, sweetheart? You know, so you have to grow another arm from time to time. But you know, absolutely, this latest record's been wonderful. It's the first time we've captured live drums on this record. So
live drums and layers of guitars, and obviously things you're talking, say that Matt triggers and stuff like that, which just sound fantastic. So I was a little surprised to walk into the room and see you holding two acoustic guitars, but you know what? Yeah. At the core of these songs are really wonderful little melodic songs. And does it start this way at all for you guys?
There has been some songs written on acoustic guitar. I wouldn't necessarily say this kind of setup with all three of us, but we do like to swap things up though as well. Sometimes use the computer as a writing tool, sometimes a piano, acoustic guitar, whatever. You know, it's what's the story at the end of the day? You know, that's the main thing.
Joy Formidable are our guests, and what do you guys want to start off with?
We're going to play the closing track of our album. It's a song called The Greatest Light is the Greatest Shade.
Darkness, hope close. lovely. The greatest light is the greatest shade is, as Ritzy said, is the song that that ends The Big Roar, the debut album from our guest today, Joy Formidable. But it begins our session today. I want to talk about whales because it's exotic to us, right? You guys are from the same town, Mold.
That's right.
And you, there's a distinction that that's in North Wales. Mm-hmm. What's it like compared to other parts of Wales?
Well, I suppose in terms of the landscape and the people and the language, it's reasonably similar. I think maybe the most marked difference is that the music scene's kind of growing there, but it hasn't been that easy for bands to break out of North Wales. I think the last big band to come from our area of North Wales was The Alarm. Mm.
That was a few years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of talent in Wales, but they're just, you know, up until a few years ago, there hasn't really been a lot of venues, infrastructure maybe for bands to gig and create a scene by itself in North Wales. A lot of bands tended to go to Liverpool or Manchester and be absorbed in scenes across the border. So maybe that's the most marked difference. We suffer a little bit of an identity crisis because we're so close to the border as well, and our accents aren't, you know, real proper valley accents, aren't they?
Yeah,
so
subtler.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes are we really Welsh? Are we kind of, do we belong slightly across the border? But, you know, we're Welsh speakers and we're very proud of where we come from. And I think, you know, this is where the beginnings of the, you know, the band were conceived.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Really, and your first language was Welsh, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I've heard a lot about, Ritchie, about your dad's record collection. A lot of albums?
The biggest in North Wales.
I think maybe he could take that prize.
He could.
And it was both of them. My mother had it, you know, where before they were married, my mother had a sizable collection. So those two, I mean, they're divorced now, so they've had to split it again.
But, that's a problem. Yeah.
There was lots of fighting. They did. They sawed it down the middle. But I in that sense, I was very fortunate growing up. I had a whole, you know, a wealth of vinyl and bootleggers. They were big bootleggers, both of them. So a lot of choice.
And how did you decide that that's what you wanted to do? When did that come in?
I just don't remember a time when there was any silence in our house. So it was kind of, you know, it was sort of forced upon you. I mean, I think I could have gone the other way and hated music, but, you know, I embraced their passion and I've always played, always written songs. You know, where I grew up is particularly rural, isn't it? There's not a lot going down, you know, where I grew up. So, for me, you know, playing guitar and writing songs was, you know, a huge part of filling the day, a big escape.
Now, where would you go to play out?
Well, that's what I was just thinking then. I mean, you know, there wasn't really that many places. Yeah. We had a real kind of what's now become a bit of a cult thing, which is the Buckley Tivoli. And that was the only place really where touring bands came through, you know. And I think maybe that lack of resources lent to, you know, just this need to escape through, you know, creating your own music and stuff. I don't know. But, very fond memories of of playing there and seeing some great bands there. But that closed down for a long time, didn't it? I think they're trying to do something again, you know, fingers crossed.
It's been saved. It's hopefully going to start life as a venue. All too many venues in the UK have become, I don't know, flats or, I don't know, commercial centres or something. So it's we're very happy that it was one that got rescued.
This album has taken a while to come out, and I guess people who were fans from the very beginning have been going, you know, when are they going to get around to it? but along the way, you guys have put out a lot of singles and then gathered things together on the EP. Austere, was it one of the early singles?
It was a very early song that we wrote, actually, in your tiny bedroom in North Wales.
Yeah.
So you can do an acoustic version of Austere?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Love to. Thank you.
That is Austere, and as we mentioned, an early single from our guest today, The Joy Formidable, but part of The Big Roar. The Joy Formidable, The Big Roar. These names are really conjures, really kind of what you guys sound like, is this huge sound of the band. But I understand, and actually you get a little hint by looking at the back of the album, that The Big Roar really isn't about the sound, it's something else?
Well, I think we always like titles that work on a lot of levels, and I suppose when we were writing the album, we knew that it was quite an ambitious, bombastic-sounding album, you know, and it needed a title to fit. So
for
us, it works on a lot of different levels, I suppose. But, ultimately the name came from, you know, some stuff that I was reading about at the time that the album was being written in the Amazon. So, and I think, you know, without dissecting it, but it's a very huge wave that happens in the Amazon Basin every year called the Pororoca. And it translates to the Big Roar, and I think it's a strange dichotomy because it, for some people, it's very devastating. Other people go there. A lot of tourists go there to surf it and enjoy it. So wow. I think that is, you know, some sort of symbol, metaphor for the feel of the album as a whole. It just made a lot of sense to us.
Oh, it totally makes sense in that way. Having an acoustic session with the Joy Formidable today on the Cafe, and you mentioned that. You didn't know it, but you're going to do my favorite song, which is I don't Want to See You Like This. You do that one?
Cool. Bridge splits, November sky. I am in two halves inside. This is the past right here. I choose to leave it here. The cliffs bloom to scrape you thin, the bowl churns to overspill. But I can see us here without this fear.
Thank you.
to leave it here.
Very cool version of I Don't Want to See You Like This from The Joy Formidable. That's when you will find a different version on The Big Roar, the new album. You know, when people talk about this band, they often reference, you know, shoegazer bands. They might mention My Bloody Valentine or something like that. Were those bands influences on you?
Very strangely, no, not really. I mean, it's funny, though. You know, we hear a lot of references, and they're very, it's a very broad spectrum, which towards, I suppose, I mean, we don't take much notice anyway, but that kind of sums it up, because it, I think there's a nod to maybe a few things in there, but it not consciously anyway. You know, I really can't see how, you know, some of the tracks on there could be considered grunge or shoegaze or whatever. I mean, for us, it's always about the song and the delivery of a story and the soul. And I think any kind of style or genre is completely secondary. So we certainly don't feel any affinity to, yeah, even though they're great bands and so forth, you know, like My Bloody Valentine and so forth. Yeah, it feels kind of strange for us, you know, hearing those kind of things.
Good answer. Joy Formidable are our guests. And what do you want to finish up with?
I think we'll end on a bit of whirring. What do you reckon, boys?
Let's do it.
The song Whirring, finishing up our set today from The Joy Formidable, and our thanks to the band for joining us. Their debut album is appropriately called The Big Roar. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with The World Cafe.